Chapter 1. The Father of Waters. Concordia Parish, Louisiana. The Beginning. The water would rise up every few years, wash across the low flat land, and take everything a poor man had, ruin his cotton and corn and drown his hogs, pour filth and dead fish into his home, even push the coffins and the earth and float his ancestors all the way to Avoyelles. Jerry Lee's sister, Frankie Jean, tells of a day the rains beat down, the rivers rose, and the swelling groundwater shoved the dead from the mud. Uncle Henry and Aunt Maxine had been nipping, and they went by Uncle Will's grave and saw he'd come partway out of the ground. Uncle Henry said, "Oh, Lord, Maxine, the rapture is done come and the Lord has left us here. He tried to take Will, and Will just wouldn't go. Oh, God, Maxine, we done been left behind. Oh, God, Maxine, I told you not to buy that whiskey." The point is, you have to truly love a place to stay with it when the land you owe the bank for runs liquid between your toes and balls of water moccasins form islands on the rising tide. Water was everywhere, was life and death. A person could not live here in this low place, Jerry Lee believes, and be afraid of water. "We were going to the backwater one day, me and Daddy," he says, traveling as far back as his memory could reach. "I was 3 years old. It was late summer, the Louisiana sun hot on his blonde head. Elmo, singing about trains and untrue women, swung his boy like a knot on the end of a rope. They followed the river to a place where the current slacked and died, and pooled in lakes and sloughs, as still as black glass. The air smelled as it has always smelled, and smells now, of 1,000 years of silt, rot, and mud. His daddy pushed an old boat into the shallows, and they headed to deep water. The boy had never been out so far, never done more than wade close to the bank, toes digging into the silt and sand, his mama and daddy holding his hands. This water had no bottom, let in no light. They drifted a while, just living. Then his daddy reached for him, lifted him high in his arms, and threw him out of the boat. The water closed in over his head. He thrashed toward the light, sank, and clawed his way up again in panic. He kicked at it with his legs as if it was filled with devils, all twining around his skinny body, dragging him down. It was not a cruelty, he knows now. It was just his turn. It did no good to wait till the boy was older. The terror only grew with the child. You threw them both in the river and took what came out. "Get with it, boy," his daddy yelled. Jerry Lee drank the water in, breathed it, choked. "Swim," his daddy yelled, "or float. Help me," the boy hollered. But his daddy only knelt in the boat, his arms outstretched. "Come on, boy. Help me. Come on." Then he felt iron fingers on his arm, and he was lifted up, up forever, out of his fear. He thinks now his daddy would have saved him. Surely he would have dove into the suffocating black and pulled him free just in time. But what kind of boy would he have held there, squalling? "It wasn't no easy place," he says now. But it was here, at the river, that his people came to settle, to snatch once more at the good life after the high ground failed them for the last time. "If you're ashamed of where you're from, then you're ashamed of yourself," he says of the years he lived in overalls, mud-bound. "I ain't never been ashamed. Faraday, Louisiana is where I'm from. We lived a while at Black River and lived a while down at Angola when Daddy helped build the prison there. Daddy was up at 4 o'clock and Mama was up 5 minutes after. Daddy followed carpentry work, so we moved all the time, moved 3 times in 1 week to old shanty houses mostly. He farmed cotton, corn, soybeans, split halves with my Uncle Lee, and he made some whiskey. Mama picked cotton. It was a small place, but it never seemed small to me when I was a boy. It was where his people, all of them, are buried. So it's home to me. He has never been one of those poor Southern children who claim to have lived in blissful ignorance of their poverty and the life into which they were born. Such a thing leaves no room to dream. It kind of dawns on you after a while. It occurred to me pretty quick. His mama and daddy never owned much of the bottom land when he was a boy. Sometimes not enough to fill a teacup. but that only made it more precious. It was their last stand, this Concordia Parish, and even now, as he crosses the bridges from Natchez, he breathes easier, as if someone has lifted a heavy hand off his chest. He has to try to remember the bad of it. The good comes easy. All good. Good singing, good eating, good... You know that song about the tree? I'm like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. People have been dying beside these waters a long time, hoping for a piece of the unsteady ground, hoping to grow something from it. Would he have been the same if he had come from a gentler place? The talent would have come through, he says, even if I'd been born in some big city, but it might have been different. It might have been somehow gentler.